Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and we had Mermaid Kelly connected via the web as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, but it looks like she turned into Casey the Tobacco Nut.
The show is better for it.
You think?
Much better looking than Mermaid Kelly.
Mermaid Kelly turns into Casey the Tobacco Nut after you've had too much moonshine to drink.
I think it's the other way around.
Is that how
they generally
moonshine. You need moonshine.
Oh, wait, no, that really is Casey, isn't it? You're late. You're an hour late. Did you already jump the gun on the time change or something?
Driving as fast as I could back from St. Pete, I actually text Jerry. I had my wife text Jerry.
Yeah.
Good joke injects, but Jerry was too slow on the uptake and the show already
jumping
moved
jacks.
On.
What the hell is
yeah, well, I don't know what's going on.
Jerry needs to do jumping jacks?
No, CJ, you're God, I'm going to click off again. Come back on. The show is
Is your mic on? Hello.
We'll fix this in post today. That's fine.
She was texting
sent Jerry a message about your rash guard.
Right.
And I said, just wear it through TSA. And when they question you, tell them it's a backup for your monkey heart.
Oh,
I told him to wear it too, and he wouldn't listen to me.
Dumb ideas from both of you.
The two best brains on the show never get heard.
Duh.
Okay. You guys just sit there and marinate in your delusion, will you?
Greg, do you have any more travel tips for us?
Yeah, you know what?
Here's another travel tip you can't use.
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to move on to, we're going to pull out the big guns now, because we got Peter Hughes on the line with us. Or is it Peter Huge? Peter?
Hey, it's Peter Hughes. Come on, of course it is.
Right. Well, hey, I mean, you agreed to be on, Peter, so,
yes,
you know how it goes.
I'd be better known as Teeny Weenie rather
well,
than Peter
Well, hey
Huge.
Now, hey now, let's just, we better stop this, now. But
you
Peter Hughes.
You started it.
Well, that's right.
It's a lonely club, my friend.
You know, the thing is, it's so nice to have someone like Peter be a good friend of the shows. I've known him for years, and if you don't know his name, you've been living under a rock, because he's pretty much responsible for starting Liveaboard Diving back in the day, among many other things, and he's still contributing tons of great stuff to the dive industry. And right now, you're working with the folks at Anthony's Key in Roatan. Is that right, Peter?
Yeah, that's right. Greg, that's one of the first places I ever was after a quick start in Tobago. I moved over there, and that's where I met my lovely wife back in 1972.
Oh, okay.
So Anthony's Key holds a very special place for me in my heart, and the opportunity came along to do a little side work for them, and boy, I jumped on it as fast as I could. I love it there. I love it. It's spectacular.
Well, I've been to Roatan a few times. It's been quite a few years, actually. Got to get back there. But you're actually planning a special week to go there and do some, lionfish eradication or research or a little bit of both or what?
It's a combo trip. I'm running it. My lad Akins, about as well known as anybody in the world for the invasive lionfish situation we're facing in the Caribbean. And
right.
Lad and I have run a lot of trips over the years, and then things kind of got the brakes put on with COVID, but COVID is over, so we thought, let's try again.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, why not Anthony Ski Resort? Roatan is part of the one of the most important reefs in the Caribbean. It's all part of the Mesoamerica Reef that comes all the way up from Cozumel down past through Belize and then down and ends at the Bay Islands of Honduras, of which Roatan is one. So May 11th to May 18th this year,
yeah, right.
We're going to be running a trip down there with Ladd and I leading it, and it is for the purpose of collecting, removing lionfish, as well as teaching people about the invasion, giving people that have never done it the opportunity to cull lionfish by way of spearing.
Mm-hmm.
If they've never speared before, not to worry. Spears will be provided and instruction will be given. So nobody will get hurt, and hopefully we'll catch lots of lionfish to protect the reef. You know that one lionfish can result in the removal of as many as 50,000 native reef fishes in less than a year's period.
Wow.
No, yeah, I know they got to go.
They are eating machines, so and we want to eat them. So we yeah. like the, part of the education purpose of a part of the education part of the trip is that we will also teach you, if you are interested, in how to clean and fillet a lionfish without getting poked.
Right.
Because you don't want to get poked.
And I would imagine you have quite a few recipes as well. Right?
Well, we have a few recipes, but Ladd and I have a ceviche cook-off.
Yeah.
He does his way. I do mine my way. And then we invite everybody in the resort and anybody that happens to be hanging around to come taste it and vote who has the best ceviche.
Yeah. Well, lionfish ceviche, if you've never had this, I mean, I've never had any bad version of this. I don't know what it is about lionfish, but man, it is so good. That is a perfect fish for that type of, you know, approach or recipe, right?
It sure is. And, you know, the other thing we do is a lot of the local chefs don't like to work with the lionfish because they are difficult to clean. And if you do get stuck, it hurts.
Yeah, right.
So we clean them, we prepare them, and we keep them on ice, and then we fillet them out and we give them to the chefs at the resort.
Mm-hmm.
And let them work their magic, because gotcha. They're the ones, they can really create magic, and you should see, it's unbelievable. You talk about first world service country in a third world environment.
Yeah.
Kitchen, that galley, whatever we want to call it, at Anthony Ski Resort is something like you have never seen before.
Well, like I said, it's been a long time since I've been back to Roatan. I'll have to put that one on the list. I don't know if we can get out there in May, but man, we'll have to try to get out there at some point. What are you hearing as far as how the lionfish are doing in that part of the Caribbean right now? Have you been getting anecdotal reports from people there on property going, yeah, they're big, we got a bunch, or what?
Well, yes and no. The guys are doing a really good job of keeping the frequented dive sites well cleaned.
Yeah.
Because they have to do that. But the unfortunate thing there is they concentrate in those areas. And, of course, that leaves the rest of the island to be devastated by the little boogers.
Right.
So we will be running off schedule, off course, so to speak. And go look at other areas to see what it looks like. And so we might even discover some fantastic new dive sites.
Well, you know, there you go. Yeah.
But the principal purpose will be to check on the populations of the lionfish. Part of the scientific, as you put it, work that we do is we collect everyone, no matter how big, how small. We count them, we measure them, etc., like that. We record exactly where they were caught, which ones. We don't mix anything up. And then we provide this information to the Roatan Marine Park or any conservation society that is interested, any government fisheries department that is interested. And so they have a running total of and some idea of what's going on their reefs.
Well, there you go. And if you want to join Peter Hughes there in May, you can just go to Anthony's Key website. Just Google them, or it's anthonyskey.com, I believe, right?
Yeah, but if I got time, I'll give you a number.
Okay, well, we'll do that next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
How, when, and where it's made has never been more important than now. Just ask all those divers and dive shops that struggled to get products and parts during the pandemic. One relatively new gear manufacturer, however, managed quite well. Nex is one of the few, if not only, dive gear manufacturers to bring regulator and design assembly back to the USA. No shortages during the pandemic for their customers and dealers. And get this, Nex was a Tester's Choice winner in Scuba Lab for 2022 and a Best Buy in 2023. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead and allowing you to get exactly what you need for the kind of diving you prefer. This will be the last regulator you'll ever need, since the modular design can easily be modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. Are you ready to make your next dive your best dive? Then go to nexdive.com. That's nexdive.com. Next Underwater Products. nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the Improv when I was starting out. So you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares, don't die.
And we can go scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Peter Hughes with me. He's going to Roatan in May. To go do some research and eat them as well, lionfish. If you want to join them, you can look up Anthony's Key's website. I think it's anthonyskey.com. But you got a phone number that people can call too? Is that direct to you and Ladd or what exactly, Peter? What is it?
No, Greg, but as you said, eat them to beat them. I'm going to give you a number for Anthony's Key Resort, real easy. The best way to get hooked up with us on the trip, May 11th to 18th, just call 800-227-3483.
3483. Dive.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. And ask. And when you're there, just please say you want to join Ladd and Peter on May 11th to 18th because they want to go catch some lionfish.
You're going to eat them and beat them.
We're going to eat them to beat them, and we're going to have a good time doing it.
I love it. Well, Peter, I'll let you get back to your Saturday, but thanks for checking in. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. I had traded in my bubbles. I was wrestling with my RV, so I'll get back to work, and I look forward to chatting with you sometime in the future.
Great. Yeah, well, we're going to see you at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show coming up in Jersey here in a couple weeks, right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to look forward to coming by and admire the mermaids.
Okay. We will make it happen. There you go. All right, buddy. You have a great day.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Take care.
There you go. Peter Hughes or Peter Huge, now that he's off the line, I can say that again. It's kind of an ongoing gag that the dive god actually brought that up one day. And I think it was at a rum tasting party. And I just like, oh, that's pretty good. That'd be a great radio name. It's better than Bob. Wouldn't you be rather? Wouldn't you? What do you think, there, Cock Johnson? Would you rather be Bob or Peter Huge or Cock Johnson?
I'm good.
You're good with what you got?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. All right.
You could be Bob again.
No. Bob. I've matured over the years.
Yeah. Could be Bob or Bob.
I'm Craig the Dive Master. Come on, that's what I am now.
You've matured.
I've evolved. I've evolved.
You could be Big Bad Bob
or devolved, depending on your perspective.
OLD.
Okay. All right. Look, Beneath the Sea is coming up, by the way, and we do have some pretty cool news. We're going to get some. I've already been talking about we're going to have some great prizes for people that show up early or on time for the show, the first day of the show, which is, by the way, March. I'm looking at the calendar. 23rd. 23rd is Saturday. Opens at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Do not be late. Because if you are late, you will not have a shot at the prizes that we're going to bring to the show to warm up the crowd as we open up the exhibit show floor for Beneath the Sea. It's going to be epic this year. I'm having some stuff from Next Dive, nextdive.com, nexdive.com. I think we got BC, regulator, reg, whole thing. I mean, it's like thousands of dollars.
It would be easier and shorter to say what you're not giving away.
Probably.
My God.
Probably so. Light and
Divers
Motion.
Divers Bonanza.
I got a light kit from Light and Motion to give away, and that's like, you know, $1,200.
People love lights.
They love them. You know, like you got a GoPro. Like, I'm going to take one of those systems down to the Galapagos with some new Light Motion stuff and take some video on the GoPro and make sure it's lit up properly.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me go. Go ahead, say it. Go, girl. You go, girl. No? You're not going to say that? Okay. All right. So, but we have that. We may have some wet shoots. We're working on those. Wet shoots.
A what?
That's why I said wet shoot. A wet shoot. Not a wet suit. A wet shoot. No, it's a baggie made out of sailcloth. Or like parachute material, actually.
Animal intestine.
And you put your foot in it, and it helps you get your wetsuits on much faster.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bread.
You can also make sausage with it.
If you put meat in the bag and cooked it, maybe. I think, you know, it wouldn't. You'd want to take it out of the bag once you cooked it. I don't think it's.
No. You got to make it. You're making the sausage. You're not cooking it yet.
Oh. Okay.
Your sausage would taste like your feet.
I don't want to talk about your sausage, so let's just move on. Anyway, so we got some stuff from them. We have some Tiki Toss games. We're going to have a bunch of stuff. And once again, the whole idea here is to show up early, on time. Don't be late. 9 a.m. is when the show starts at Saturday. Beneaththesea.org. If you haven't got your tickets already, get them online. It's shaping up to be a really, really good show in Sea Caucus.
If you're late, you got to be a moron.
Okay. I would say so. Yeah, you're going to be left out in the cold, and you're going to feel pretty dumb when your dive buddy has all the prizes and you have squat because you didn't pay attention to Greg the Dive Master, a.k.a. Bob of Bob and Bob. So now you know.
You're confusing the hell out of people right now who did not hear that whole story.
Well, true.
Which I love. No, stay with
really?
It.
Really? Okay.
Run with it. Go with it.
Oh.
Bob, ladies and gentlemen.
No, the other thing is, too, they got a really cool silent auction going on at Beneath the Sea, too. Explorer Ventures has donated a trip to the Turks and Caicos, and you could bid on that. That's like $3,200 value, and they got a bunch of different things.
Man.
In the silent auction that you can bid on and actually score a really good dive trip. The other thing, I think we have a trip from Viva Fortuna in the Bahamas. Have a little 4-night dive package there that they're putting in the silent auction. But I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. It's kind of worth going to Beneath the Sea just to have an opportunity to get in on the silent auction, and all the proceeds from the silent auction benefit all the good things that Beneath the Sea does. The show is built around promoting and earning money to give out scholarships for marine conservation and biology and things like that, all ocean-related type stuff that they use to spur the next generation of ocean enthusiasts. So, you know, they do a lot of great work, and they've been doing this for years, and that's how they raise money for all those
wise ass
programs.
Here on Facebook Live, Greg.
Yeah. Wise ass? Who is that?
Katie P. from Minneapolis says, speaking of silent auctions, yeah. I wish Greg would be silent. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay. Did you block him?
Or her?
Yeah, block her.
All right.
Thank you. There you go. That's how we handle that crap. We don't tolerate.
See what you did?
Have you heard this show? We don't tolerate nonsense.
Since when?
We encourage it. That's what we do.
We exude it.
It's kind of like a
magnet.
We
embody it.
A magnet to the craziness. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat, and you're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
the dive. World's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding me? You did the translation.
Translate.
True. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, do it slow.
The world's first
radio
show devoted to diving. For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
I think he's got it. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I couldn't say it better myself, for sure, when he describes what our goofy little show is every week. By the way, as I said, we got a lot of great prizes to give away at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show coming up here in just a couple weeks. Beneath the Sea.com or org. I forget which one. Beneath the Sea Dive Show. You look it up, you'll find it.
You gotta check yourself in the Sea Caucus.
Yes. Sea Caucus will be the dive center of the universe that weekend in March. But, you know, I mentioned the fact that we got a Viva Wyndham Fortuna Beach Resort dive contribution for the silent auction. They're actually going to be doing a dive week there on Grand Bahama Island at the resort as well. It'll be the fourth annual Grand Bahama Dive Week, and they're running all kinds of special stuff going on that week. If you want to be involved with that, reach out to the Viva Wyndham Fortuna Beach or Caradonna dive adventures. Caradonna's helping them promote that event. But that's
so that's in
happen.
The Bahamas.
Yeah, okay. May 11th through the 18th. And Viva Fortuna, that resort was one of the first. I don't know. We did a trip over there, one of the first big travel trips that we did with the dive industry. It was Neil Watson's DRIP party, which was D, you know, the acronym DRIP. And it stood for Dive Retailers Industry Party, but we changed it to Divers Really Intoxicated Party. And we did it a couple years in a row.
It's irresponsible.
And that was where I met Captain Walt DeMartini for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. He became my rum consultant after that trip, because after a couple days I met him. He was friends with Neil, and I knew Neil at the time, and he introduced me to Walt. And so I saw him around a couple days after drinking. We're having a good time getting in line for the breakfast buffet, and I look over, and Neil and Walt are sitting there at the table, and I see Neil standing there and kind of ignoring Walt. But I look over at Walt, and Walt reaches into his pocket, pulls up a flask, and pours something into his coffee. And I said, "Walt, what are you doing?" He goes, "Hi, you can't drink all day if you don't start first thing in the morning."
He's got a point.
Yeah. And I was like, gosh, this guy's a professional. If he puts rum in his coffee, he must know his rum. And he did. He's an aficionado. And so now.
Easy for you to say.
Right. And so he became my consultant of rum.
Walt doing, by the way?
He is recovering well. You know, he had an issue with his
palm tree.
Yeah. And had an unfortunate problem there with his leg and hip and stuff, but yeah, he's
those palm trees
well.
Can be tough.
Yes. Well,
they'll trip you.
Well, they'll put a hurting on you if you don't tug on them the right way.
We should take
That's
him
what
rum.
She said. What?
Casey? We should take him some rum.
I think he has plenty of that. That's how he's coping. But regardless, yeah, he's doing good, I hear. So we'll have him back on here soon enough, I know. And but anyway, so there you go. But that's where I met Walt, was at Viva Wyndham Fortuna.
So you can speak to this.
Yeah.
How nice this place is.
It is. It's like an all-inclusive place.
But maybe for the...
It's like a cruise ship. You know, itinerary
maybe
type
for your
thing
presentation
on land.
Though when you're beneath the sea, instead of all that crap you just told us,
what do you mean?
You just go,
"What crap?
I was there." That's all you need to say.
Well, we want them to go, CJ.
Yeah, but you might not have time on stage for such a long drawn out
kind of thing
story.
No, I will. I'll take
loosely
the time.
Clumsily cobbled together.
No.
Semi-interesting.
No, that's how you sell it.
Almost lost me, that now I'm back.
No, it's public speaking 101. You talk enough to the point that you confuse them to the point that they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but then, it makes our minds wander.
My public speaking consultant, by the way, is Vinny Two Tanks.
We've been on the show for years, and we've never known what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could use work.
Mission accomplished.
I'm trying to help you tighten it up.
I don't know.
I was there.
Are you speaking
it was great.
English? Are you speaking English right
yes,
now?
Yes, I am. Anyone can understand me.
But
you.
So. That's enough out of you. That's just enough.
So, Wyndham Fortuna, thumbs up from Greg.
Bahamas Dive Week, May 11th. Call up Caradonna.
Yeah, Wyndham Fortuna, nice place. Done.
Yes, we got it. We got that base covered. All right, so there are a couple little tidbits I wanted to bounce off of you guys today. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Oh, I'm ready for tidbits.
All right. How bad do you think
or vice versa.
Stepping on a stonefish would be? You know, like the venomous stonefish or, you know, rockfish kind of thing that we're all told as divers to avoid. They look like the reef, but
easy to happen, because I've almost missed those a bunch.
Well, they're so camouflaged,
yeah,
right? But you know, if you're trained properly and you're diving properly, you're not stepping on the reef or rocks and stuff like that anyway. You shouldn't. Here's a reason why you definitely don't want to. I read a report or a story of a lady who stepped on a stonefish in Australia, and this is, you know, they're considered like the most venomous fish, right? And this
Plus
is what I've heard. I'm not going to test them. Well, I don't think it matters. I mean, they're all over. They'll put a hurting on
I think it matters.
Them. Why?
Because they're Australian. They're extra weird.
Okay.
They can't talk right.
They're all right. Extra deadly.
I love Australians.
Well, I don't know if they're any more potent in
what
Australia
about Olivia
than
Newton
anywhere.
John? She
you don't
Australian.
Want to be stung by one, but I've never heard of an account of someone being stung by a stonefish, like stepping on a stonefish. I've heard of stingrays, I've heard of things like that, but a stonefish, she stepped on a stonefish. She said it was 10 times worse than childbirth.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a pretty big testimonial there of why you don't want to step on a stonefish. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I mean, I've never given birth, but I've been around people who have. And when you hear them react the way they do, and then you hear this, how they say it's 10 times worse than that. Oh, no. No, thank you.
Well, the
no,
baby
thank
would
you,
have
sir.
To stab you in your foot multiple times with a sharp object.
Well, I don't know.
Chances of that happening is very, very high.
What do you mean?
The baby stabbing you?
Yes. Your kids will stab you before it's over.
I got it.
Remember, Jerry's in Virginia.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
Why are your kids stabbing you now, Jerry? What is going on?
They're kids.
They wanted mac and cheese, damn it.
Just another Tuesday night. We demanded tacos on Tuesday. How dare you?
They wanted the damn TV.
And so they stabbed you with a knife?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
No, not with a knife.
Not with a knife.
With toys. And the toys hurt.
Jerry, you got stabbed with toys?
Got stabbed with toys.
Were they Legos?
What kind of toys?
It hurt 10 times worse than childbirth?
It's like walking on Legos barefooted.
Okay. That doesn't sound like it's 10 times worse as...
Protect yourself, Jerry.
Childbirth. But then again, I mean, it's Jerry the Diver Guy. So...
He needs a shield.
He feels no pain. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're gonna have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left.
Party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
At the party, scuba party.
If you want some fun, it's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I got it right finally, or looked it up. It's beneaththesea.us. That's what I was getting confused, because they used to have beneaththesea.org and .com, but it's beneaththesea.us to get information on the big dive event happening March 22nd to the 24th. And we're going to be out there giving away big prizes. Divers Alert Network has given us a bunch of stuff to give out to everybody Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So just plan accordingly. All right? We're going to have mermaids on display.
Greg, will you be taking photos and signing autographs?
No, but we'll have, yes, Mermaid Kristen is going to be there doing that.
Oh, that's a better idea.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, we're paying off everybody to tolerate our nonsense. Jerry the Diver Guy will probably even be there. But once again, we're bringing tons of prizes to kind of offset that potential negative.
Well, you know, Greg.
Yeah.
I do have friends up there. They do love me.
Okay. So we've established that Jerry the Diver Guy is delusional, but that's fine. We still love him,
right?
Anyway.
Jerry, you shouldn't have to pay for love.
Well. Depends on what she looks like, huh, Jerry?
Is. Yeah, it's exactly right.
I mean,
if
you know.
She's smoking hot. It's okay to drop a
Enough. Okay. Anyway, it's going to be a fun time. And who knows? Maybe we can take a line from one of the stories this week that made the rounds in the media. and apply this to some of our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members.
What are you talking about?
I was like, give them a mission to break a Guinness Book of World Record.
What?
Yeah, there were like six of them set this week. Literally six.
By Joe Biden.
Guinness someone? Book of World Records for divers under the ice. They were swimming under the ice.
No, it's okay.
I'm out.
This was in Norway. Yeah. Well, you don't have to go to Norway. You don't have to even do the record under the ice. Just going to find a... I would like to give you guys a mission.
I'll do it.
Well, it's okay. What record are you going to go for, Bubble Boy? What is it going to be?
Longest underwater swim under ice.
Longest underwater swim under ice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I said you didn't have to do that, but you're going to do it anyway?
I'll do it.
You'll go to Norway?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he?
Hey, I'll hold your towel.
As long as Greg gives me his rash guard, I should be okay.
I all of a sudden it got really awkward.
It did.
Heated rash guard. That's the key.
You wanted a heated rash guard. I don't know if that would disqualify you for doing this. Yeah. I mean, the following day, one of the people that broke a record in Norway swam 279 feet. And then she heated up in a portable sauna for 10 minutes before swimming another 361 feet with a monofin. I mean, so there was, you know, different categories like there is in free diving.
Well,
but they're doing this under ice. It sounds a little nuts to me, but you know, they're in Iceland, I guess.
Well, what are you gonna do? How did she set up holding her breath? Was there a safety diver somewhere?
Well, I mean, she's under the ice. She really has no choice. I mean, unless she can come to the surface, you know, if there's a bunch of ice, you know, on top of her.
Okay.
I mean, they were doing this officially, and it was kind of a free diving thing. But I'm thinking, you know, Casey, could you do a diving Guinness Book of World Record that we can get Scuba Radio in the record books for? Oh, what are you good at diving-wise that we could, you know, accomplish such a feat? What do you think? You got nothing.
I never counted how many stupid beginners scuba divers I saved. Does that count?
That's a good one.
That's a good.
I like that.
Okay, he has the record for saving the most dumb divers that you were teaching.
Beginning divers before they got their first dozen.
One little, two little, three little imbeciles, four little.
Who trained those divers? You?
No, actually, it was another dive instructor who sent them down to me, and they were not well prepared.
Yeah. So does he have the Guinness Book of World Records for teaching the most dumb divers?
I've been in touch with him. He may have excelled the record by now.
Okay.
He was one of those instructors that watch the video, do what they say. Okay, here's a card.
All right. This isn't going to work. That's not the kind of, you know.
That's not the kind of record. What kind of record you want, Greg?
Well, I mean, can you swim under ice on a breath hold or? I don't know.
Yeah,
eat the most chocolate chip cookies underwater.
Okay, now you're onto something. Maybe we could do.
Yeah, but how do you keep them from getting soggy?
Well, that's
up to you.
Well, it's like the scuba magician. You know, he had the record last year for the most number of magic tricks within 3 minutes while underwater or something.
I suppose we could
stuff like that
in your bag of tricks in the back of your studio. There, do you have a full face mask?
No.
Oh, we could get one, and I'll pack it with chocolate chip cookies and thereby set the record.
I like it. He's got a plan.
How about hot dogs? The most number of hot dogs. It'd be like
Kobayashi.
I'm not packing a bunch of hot dogs.
No. It'd be like the New York hot dog eating contest, but you'd have the most number of hot dogs eating underwater.
We'll do that for July 4th.
It wouldn't be the first weenie that he choked on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
All right.
Can we cut his throat? I mean, can we cut his mic?
No, too late.
Damn. Well,
I said earlier, we're going to fix all this in post, so this will never get out to the rest of the world.
Jerry, never speak again.
We could do the cookie thing. Well, that would be
the cookies are too much trouble. I think the hot dog thing, that might be actually doable.
You know,
what about Vienna sausages?
Vienna sausages? Oh, you could be thousands of those.
Smaller, so
yeah.
The number would sound more impressive.
Maybe.
The problem is the ketchup and relish.
You don't use that. Hot dog eating contest, underwater hot dog eating contest. I mean, we're going up to beneath the sea. That's close enough to New York. We could tie it in.
Tiny wiener.
It could be a thing. Who could eat meat, you know, or who could eat the most hot dogs underwater? Why not? Let's do it. Vinny, how many could you do? What do you think? How many hot dogs could you eat underwater? And let's give it a time limit of what? 1 minute?
Depends on how many you could fit inside your mouth.
I don't see how you could eat underwater and not drown.
Why? You would take a bite, just chew, and you'd have to kind of time it with your breath hold, wouldn't you? Or like with your regulator.
Full face mask, you could breathe through your nose while you're chewing.
We start training Monday, 8 a.m.
Yeah, you'd have to do some training to get the right combination.
I mean, it's a Guinness Book of World Record. Yeah. You can't just do it out of, pure, like,
right.
You just tried it.
Yeah. Well, the dive god set how many records, and he didn't even know he was setting them at the time.
Maybe. That's actually.
But we're talking about mere mortals,
and so
that's true.
But look, if we're the first ones to do it, it could be. Hey, how many hot dogs did Vinny Two Tanks eat to break the Guinness Book of World Records? Well, from what we can tell, he ate 25% of one.
Well, it's just not, I don't think it's that easy.
Okay, well.
Eat a hot dog.
We need someone with confidence, Greg.
We're not going to get any records broken.
We need the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm going after Greg's record.
Which is?
Longest underwater urination in a wetsuit.
Oh.
1 minute and 37 seconds.
How do you measure that one, though? That's going to be tough.
Look at the time.
Thermometer. That's too much. All right. Well, good thing we're out of time. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter. Thank God.
Safe diving, everyone. Y'all know Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below. If you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.